From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's Here and Now. Coming up, a new way to discipline kids in school. Instead of sending them home, they get more FaceTime with educators.
But first to Virginia, where the resignation of a single state senator has turned the state's politics upside down and could affect the implementation of the Affordable Care Act. Democratic State Senator Philip Puckett has resigned, and that could imperil the Democratic Governor Terry McAuliffe's plans to expand Medicaid in Virginia. Joining us to explain is Michael Pope, who covers Virginia for WAMU. And Michael, a lot of people have different reasons for why Puckett may have resigned. What has he said?
Well, he issued a written statement yesterday that talked about essentially family issues. But there was one issue that he did touch on, which was this issue of his daughter being up for a position as judge. And so the Senate has a rule that they don't appoint relatives of legislators to judgeships. So the senator's resignation actually opens the door to his daughter receiving this judgeship. That's what he said in public. Now, in private, there's been a lot of buzz about him potentially receiving a position on the Tobacco Commission, which would incidentally pay a much higher salary than his current salary as a state senator. So there's been a lot of buzz about whether or not this spot on the Tobacco Commission was part of a deal. Now, since that time, there's also been talk about, in reaction to the criticism, he might not end up taking the position, maybe it might not be offered. You know, all of that actually has yet to play out.
Well, and a delegate, Terry Kilgore, who is a Republican and chairman of the Tobacco Commission, said over the weekend that the executive committee was expected to meet and consider appointing Puckett. So there are questions about whether there's a political backroom deal going on here because it's a Republican that's the chair of the commission. What does this do to the Virginia Senate?
Well, it tips the balance of power. Currently, the Senate is evenly divided, 20 Democrats and 20 Republicans. The tie-breaking vote comes from the lieutenant governor, who is a Democrat. Now that there is a vacancy on the Democratic side, the balance of power now shifts, and the Republicans have a one-vote majority. So what's likely to transpire here in the next few days is that on Thursday, the Senate is expected to gavel into session, and the Republicans are expected to pass a new rule giving the Republicans power over the Senate committees in general, but in specifically the Senate Finance Committee, which is at the heart of the budget showdown that's now going on in Richmond.
And this budget showdown involves an expansion of Medicaid that newly elected Governor Terry McAuliffe wants to do under the Affordable Care Act. Now it looks like that's going to be a lot harder, no?
It's going to be much harder than it used to be. You know, under the before Senator Puckett announced his unexpected resignation, the politics were that the Republican House was in opposition to Medicaid expansion. The Democratic Senate was in favor of Medicaid expansion, and the Democratic governor was also in favor of Medicaid expansion. So this totally reshuffles the deck here. And so now we have a General Assembly that is likely to pass a budget this week that does not have Medicaid expansion. This is, as you mentioned, part of the Affordable Care Act. It expands health insurance coverage for people who live in poverty and with disabilities. Here in Virginia, we're talking about 400,000 people who don't have health insurance who would be covered by the Medicaid expansion. Significantly, also, this is part of the argument that's going on in Richmond. The taxes, Virginia taxpayers will pay for expanded Medicaid. Whether or not it's in Virginia is still up for debate. So, you know, what's likely to happen here is that Virginia taxpayer dollars will go to expand Medicaid in California and New York, but not in Virginia. So what's likely to transpire here over the next few days is that the Senate will gavel into session. The Republicans will take charge of the Senate. A new Republican chairman will be appointed to the Senate Finance Committee, and they will pass a budget without Medicaid expansion. So the governor will then have a budget on his desk very soon that does not have Medicaid expansion. Now, he ran on the platform of expanding Medicaid. This is one of his chief concerns, right, as the newly elected governor of Virginia. So that actually sets up a scenario where the governor has to make a very serious decision in the next few days.
And if he decides not to sign the budget bill that comes out of the Republican legislature, you end up with the first government shutdown in Virginia history.
That's right. This obviously has happened in Washington a number of times in recent years, but it's never happened in Virginia. So one scenario would be that the General Assembly passes a budget that does not have Medicaid expansion. The governor refuses to sign it. They have a standoff, and we get to the 1st of July, which is the beginning of the new fiscal year, and there is no budget, and so the government of Virginia shuts down. That's sort of one scenario. There's another scenario, though, that people have been talking about in Richmond, which is that the governor might use some kind of executive authority to expand Medicaid. So he would pass the budget and also use his power as governor to expand Medicaid. Now, that also gets really murky because no one really knows how that would work and how it would play out. Obviously, there would be some sort of legal challenge to the governor using that kind of authority, so the courts might ultimately decide. And also, you know, in weighing the decision about whether or not to move forward with executive authority, the governor really puts himself in a spot because he is the newly elected governor of Virginia. And by taking this kind of action, he would kind of jeopardize the rest of his time as governor. You know, would he ever be able to get along with Republicans again? Would he ever be able to do any kind of bipartisan deal again? It might actually have the effect of souring the rest of his time as governor. So he's got to weigh all of that in terms of whether or not he wants to fight for Medicaid expansion in the budget or whether or not he wants to use his executive authority. But either way, he's got some serious decisions to make here in the next few weeks.
Michael Pope covers Virginia for WAMU, joining us today from Alexandria, Virginia. Michael, thanks so much.
Thank you.